1.4. How big will you play? I recommend you have a pen and paper for this section. For the next 3 months, you can decide to play full out, reaching between 10 and 20 clients and exceeding, say, $2,000 a month in revenue. Or you can aim simply to take on a couple of non-paying clients or anything in between. Of course, it's completely up to you. You create your own game. In this chapter, I'll give you a chance to choose. Either way, one of the key principles of coaching, and we'll talk about some principles of coaching later on in the manual, is to get clear on what you will make happen. I'll go through a number of areas. We'll talk about your time frame, target clients, target income, and supporting structures. So, write down on your piece of paper, time frame. I suggest a time frame of 3 or 6 months. If you're working with this time frame, write down the date 3 months or 6 months from now. Write down your target date. This is the date by when you will have achieved the goals that you're about to write down. Target clients. Write down target clients on your piece of paper. Pick a target number of clients to have at the end of that period. I suggest 2 to 10 if you're going for a 3-month period. If you're going for a 6-month period, I would say 10 to 20. Write down the number of clients you would like to have at the end of your target period now. Target income. I suggest you write down target income on your piece of paper. Now write down the monthly income you would like to be aiming for at the end of your target period. If you're going for 3 months, I suggest $150 a month up to $3,000 a month. It really depends on how full out you're ready to play, or if we're talking in pounds, that would be £100 to £1,000 a month. The higher end of these goals are more likely to be achieved after 6 months than 3. Pick something that feels like a stretch, but realistic. It will depend on your experience in training, your confidence, your network, your commitment to coaching, and what kind of mentor coach you have. Write down now the monthly income you would love to have at the end of your target period. Supporting structures. Please write down supporting structures on your piece of paper. Now write down the supporting structures you will use to keep you in action. For example, it might be a mentor coach. It might be a buddy who's going to do this with you. It might be regular time scheduled in your diary. It could be pictures on the wall to motivate you. Or perhaps you'll register in a coach training program. Have a think about it and write down a supporting structure which will keep you motivated, keep you on track, and keep you in action. If you're committed to this process, write down or print out the above, all of your goals, and put it somewhere where you'll see it regularly. In fact, this in itself is a supporting structure. Then go and put in place the structures that you've chosen in the final section, and come back and resume the recording. Go on. Do it now. Back. You're just sitting there waiting for me to continue, aren't you? I suggest you tell 3 people you're doing this and ask if they can think of a way to support you. That's also a great structure. And if you chose getting a mentor coach as a structure, then keep listening because we're covering that next.